This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry, along with by-elections in four assembly constituencies across three states, remained largely peaceful yesterday. According to the Election Commission, Assam recorded a voter turnout of 85.38%, while Puducherry saw 89.83%, both the highest ever in their assembly elections history. In Keralam, polling stood at 78.03%. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, monitored the polling process through live webcasting, which was implemented at all polling stations in these regions for the first time. Several voter-friendly measures were introduced, including colour photographs of candidates on EVM ballot papers, mobile deposit facilities, redesigned voter information slips and a cap of 1,200 voters per polling station. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who is on a three-day visit to the U.S., engaged in dialogue with leading thought leaders in Washington, D.C.'s strategic community on the current state and future trajectory of India-U.S. bilateral ties. They also discussed ongoing geopolitical developments and their implications for global energy, food, and economic security. The visit has provided an opportunity to review the full spectrum of India-US bilateral relations and advance ongoing cooperation across key areas. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said the partnership between India and Mauritius has seen significant progress over the past year. Speaking to media after meeting the Mauritian Prime Minister Navin Ramgoolam in Port Louis, Dr. Jayashankar said discussions covered a wide range of areas, including maritime cooperation, development partnership, health, education, capacity building, and people-to-people ties. He reiterated India's continued support to Mauritius in line with its development priorities. Dr. Jayashankar arrived in Mauritius yesterday to attend the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. The External Affairs Minister noted that during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the island nation in March last year, both the countries agreed to elevate ties to an enhanced strategic partnership. Minister of Power Manohar Lal called on the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk. During the meeting yesterday, Mr. Lal expressed appreciation for the continued guidance and leadership of the Bhutanese King in further strengthening the unique and time-tested friendship and partnership between India and Bhutan. The minister is currently on a four-day visit to Bhutan. The 21st Central Monitoring Committee meeting, Part 2 of Ministry of Jal Shakti yesterday, reviewed the progress of states on river rejuvenation and pollution abatement. The Jal Shakti Ministry said that the committee reviewed the status of implementation of action plans for polluted river stretches, including progress of sewage treatment plants, STPs, and common effluent treatment plants, CETPs. Senior Iranian leader Kamal Kharazi has passed away after succumbing to injuries sustained in an attack earlier this week. Kharazi was injured in a strike targeting his residence in Tehran. His wife had also lost her life in the same attack earlier. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he has instructed his cabinet to begin direct negotiations with Lebanon as soon as possible. Netanyahu also said that there is no ceasefire in Lebanon. In a video statement, he said, Israel will keep striking Hezbollah until security is restored in northern Israel. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 182 runs set by KKR, Lucknow reached the target on the last ball with 3 wickets in hand. Mukul Chaudhary's dazzling 54 of 27 balls and Ayush Badoni's 54 of 34 helped Lucknow to register a 3-wicket win. In today's fixture, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at ACA Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and the northeastern states. And that is the end of this news bulletin.